it's a crime. Sheriff, sheriff, don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away, 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 away.
I certainly was in the right.
Oh shit, it's time for Balloon Radio! What's going on, everybody? Woo! What's up? How's it going, guys? I hope y'all doing good since the last time we spoke. I hope y'all listened to the new Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. I know it's a little bit of a pain in the ass to sign up on Spotify and listen to shit for free. I know that's a pain in the ass, so I appreciate to those that have done that. Also, you can listen to it on Anchor without having to download anything or signing up for Anchor. You could just kind of stream the episode and listen to it. So to everyone that did that, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you haven't, download it, listen. Subscribe, follow, like, whatever, 5 stars, and all that good stuff. Just to, you know, help me out, man. Help out. Thank you. This hit goes out to all y'all people that help me out. What is this that I'm smoking? Let me see. So we all on the same page. Oh. White Rhino, all right. I didn't even look. I've just been grabbing bags. I now have... my wife counted 6 bags in the rotation. This bag is 7 because I took it out. Because I asked her, I was like, hey, how many different kinds do I have there? What's low? What do I have to restock? Fucking, what's wrong with this guy? I can't help it. I'm a pothead. What can I say? I'm a functioning stoner. I can't even talk, though. Except for the talking part, I'm a functioning stoner. We all know this. You don't even understand the shit that I do on a day-in and day-out basis. This hit, fuck all you people. This hit goes out to me and the hustle, the bustle, and the fucking hours that Mr. Balloon Knot is fucking doing right now. Just a quick update on what's going on. That's some good shit right there. What's going on with me is, I already said it before, about my business, not my business, the company I work for. They're taking on orders that they can't fill, so we're all working our ass off, putting in extra hours. They're throwing money at us. They're throwing money at us. They're throwing money at us. So, okay, bonuses, this, stock options, this, that. Okay, you know, I understand, you know. I mean, I'm all in, but motherfuckers, I need rest too, you know. It's like, oh, we're all in this together. Mother, bitch, on Saturdays, you ain't here. You're at home doing an email and fucking playing with your fucking kids and getting your dick sucked by your wife. I'm over here because I got to keep your shit running, so I don't want to hear that we're all in this together. Fuck you. But whatever. Keep throwing money at me. And, you know, I take time off as I need it. It's all good. Fine. It is taking away time from my personal business. Whatever. Also, on top of that, I did something that I don't do. I like to stay in a certain comfort level, especially between work and my personal life. But the job was needing a very responsible person that is at least trainable and has a mechanical mind. I had a person that, from my past, worked for me, is a good friend, ended up being one of my best friends, my fishing buddy. The only person I've gone fishing with besides my father over the last 15 years, I think. So I went against my comfort level, and since we needed someone that's really, really responsible shit, I got my buddy in, which I get like a $2,000 signing bonus on top of that all. That wasn't what really enticed me, although it helps, you know, it's like, oh, fuck yeah. But it's like, you know, one thing for my buddy, it's kind of like life-changing in a sense for him. It just puts him in a different career path. He always had it in him. The guy is smart. He's very responsible. He learns quick. And he's worked for me before. I know he can do the work. So I vouched for him, got him in. He's been there for 5 weeks. We're going on our 6th week. Training him up good. And he's doing great. So, but, you know, it kind of goes against my personal, just my personal beliefs and my comfort level. I normally do not mix business with real life, my personal life and pleasure. So it's rough. I hope it doesn't change our dynamics of our friendship. I mean, probably it'll make it stronger, but maybe, you know, who knows? One thing about my work is, my job is, once I get them all trained up, you know, we're not going to be next to each other the whole time. You know, we don't have to be. We can be, but, you know, I like to do my own thing, you know. I just don't, you know, it was funny because he said the other day, and I was like, man, you're going to see that I'm fucking a little crazy, I guess. I don't stop. At work, I don't stop. You see this, Mr. Balloon Knots? It's Mr. Balloon Knots 24/7 when I'm at work, keeping everyone happy, just everyone happy, smiling, laughing. And yes, I'm a creep. I just keep it to myself, my buddy, and one other person. So, man, I'm a fucking booty in my fucking place. God damn. So whatever, we'll see how this goes, you know. So it's kind of against like my comfort level, but hey, it's all doing good. So this hit goes out to, you know, life going on and doing our thing. Yeah, I'm trying to get my smoke on because, I mean, you know, I've been using my vaporizer, my oil vape for my weeds, during people's smoke breaks. So all of a sudden they think I'm a smoker or vaporizer. Meanwhile, I'm smoking weed while they're smoking their dumb cigarettes. Who's fucking smart? At least I ain't smoking them fucking cigarettes. Whatever, yeah, I'd be smoking. Whatever, it just keeps me level-headed. Whatever, I always have an excuse, right? Okay, I don't harm no one. I excel in my job, and I'll keep saying it again. You know, some people question me, they judge me. You're not going to find a more functioning stoner than me. I know that sounds stupid, crazy, but people, you don't believe it? Yeah. I'm on top of my game. I'm on top of my industry. For what I do, I haven't met anyone better than me. I tell you that much. And that's not even blowing smoke up my own ass. This is just people fucking, basically, I come in and out of a building, they know it's going to get friggin', everything's done. People cheer me on. Ladies at work are throwing fruits and friggin', yeah, this is hard, this sounds stupid. Like if I was on a stage, people starting to throw rotten fruits and food at me, that's a bad sign. But no, you know, I'm walking through the cafeteria, people are making offerings to me. Putting in a lot of hours, it's rough, that's why you haven't heard from me the last couple of weeks. I have not been on, if you notice, not been on Twitter. The only thing I've been trying to change my feed, I've been hard in the paint with NFTs, which definitely going to talk about on in this episode. Right now we are September 22nd, 23rd, yeah, it's 23rd technically, 3 a.m. I just left work, 3 a.m. on the 23rd, fuck my life. All right, anyway. So we are going to talk about NFTs. We are going to talk about some cryptos and shit. So as of right now, historically, this time, the way markets go up and down and all that shit, right now, we're going to have a little downward spiral a little bit going into early, mid-October. Then we're going to see a little turnaround. If you can swing it, take money and invest it in some type of crypto, certain NFTs. I'll talk about what I've been doing. Do not listen to me, though. Do your own research. But I will discuss and talk about what I've been doing. One thing, I spend I spend about $40 a week in coffee, on coffee. I cut that out right now. I get free coffee at work. At worst, I'll knock that $40 down to $10 just getting like 7-Eleven fucking coffee if I need it for the road. But I get free coffee at work. It's fine. I knock that out. I bring, most of the time I bring lunch to work anyway, my dinner, because I'm not having lunch, I'm having dinner. With my intermittent fasting and the way I've been eating, I eat one big meal a day, and I'll do that at around, you know, normal dinner time, 6, 7 o'clock. I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat lunch. I'll maybe have like a small little something around midnight. That's about it. I've been losing weight. I've been feeling good. Twice a week, I go out to eat. I'll treat myself. I have a little something. Now, I'm knocking that out for the next month. I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to save as much as my pennies as I can. I'm going to eat cheap. I don't drink. I mean, yeah, I drink some beers and shit like that. But I knock that out. You know, instead of a 12-pack, yeah, whatever. I don't even let me at least have a beer for NFL Sunday, okay? Then I'm happy, okay? So, boom. I'm not eating out. All that bullshit. I'm going to be saving some money because it's all going into cryptos and NFTs for the next month. And then hopefully flip it. Not for nothing. I'm not going to fucking then cash out. I'm just going to reinvest it until the next cycle. You know, this is all my retirement funds. Unless I can sell off and buy a farm, something like that, and I'm well off for a little bit, then, you know, then I'll sell off. Until then, everyone go suck dicks. IRS suck dicks. The feds, everyone suck fucking dicks. Get in line and suck dicks. I don't have much advice for you people. You know how I am. I'm a dummy. I'm an idiot. I always tell people, don't listen to me because I'm a fucking idiot. But if you are asking for my advice, or at least asking what I'm doing, well, I'm going to skimp a little bit. And I'm going to be buying Bitcoin. I'm going to be buying Ethereum. I'm going to be buying Waves. I'm going to be buying Dragon Coin. That one I'm very high on. Like, this is the way I feel. Our next pump going up, we'll see a 3x on a lot of things. I think Ethereum will hit that 10K. I think that friggin' Bitcoin is going to hit that 100K. That Wave's going to hit that $100. Wave's going to eventually go to $1,000. So if you're going to be stacking a bag of fucking crypto, 100% be looking at that fucking Waves and be stacking until that hits $1,000. There's like 10,000, 12,000 type of fucking cryptos, you know. We can look at them in a sense kind of like stocks, but I don't want to call them stocks, not securities. You know, the federal government's trying to make them securities so they can freaking take a piece of our fucking pie. They want to take 35% of our fucking gains, you know, to protect all these fucking cunts. Fuck you motherfuckers. So that's why I support heavily DEX, decentralized exchanges. I also support privacy coins, shit like that. So let's start from the top. Let me not drive too fast so you don't hear my sunroof, but you know, my AC is kind of on the fritz, so it's kind of hot. Let's take one more hit before we get going here. All right, so we start off with the one coin that rules them all, Bitcoin. Listen, that's the granddaddy. That's number one. That's the motherfucking store of value. Bitcoin's number one. It's never going down. Everyone that talks shit about it or whatever, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Plain and fucking simple. All right, I know I'm an idiot and all this shit, but there's one thing I do know and guarantee. Bitcoin ain't going nowhere. Don't worry about it. Bitcoin's going to see 100 fucking thousand shortly. Probably not by the end of this year. I don't see that. That'd be a crazy fucking surge. But Bitcoin's going to triple from where it's at. It's going to hit that triple figures. So right there, you know, I'm looking to put my money in right there. Man, for some of you new people, I kind of want to show you some charts and shit. Because, you know, you don't want to buy it. Where is it at? 35, 40,000 in that range right now. You don't want to buy it there. Watch that bitch pump to 60, 70, and then it come back down. You don't want to sell it at like 50. You know, you want to sell that shit when that bitch is coming down. When the market's coming down, you want to sell that shit. And I'm going to tell you why. Let's say Bitcoin hits that 70. You sell, that bitch settles at 50. You rebuy it there. Now you have more value. You have more Bitcoin. Bitch, Bitcoin's going to $1 million in our lifetime. In the next decade, 100%. So, you know, I advise getting a Bitcoin wallet. Do not do any bullshit fucking keeping Bitcoin on some exchange or on some bullshit. Download an actual wallet on your computer, laptop. Write your seeds down. Those are your keys, your seeds to get into your wallet. You write them down. Don't leave them on your computer. Don't take a picture of them. Someone can hack into that shit and take all your shit. There's things like blockchain.org. I like them as a friggin' wallet. That's fine. People like getting hardware wallets like a Ledger. Ledgers are cool, but I don't trust it 100%. Now, people swear by them. Pretty secure. I know there has been issues, but still, man, there's still shit. It's on someone's fucking servers and shit. I don't trust that bitch. Every blockchain, crypto, every type of one of these cryptocurrencies, they have their own wallet within their own blockchain, their own ecosystem that you can't hack, you can't do any of that fucking shit if you're smart. You know, you write down your keys and your seeds. You could pop that seed into any other computer, you know, as far as, you know, you have that wallet thing. So let's say it's blockchain.org. You have their wallet, right? You download the whole fucking blockchain, all that good stuff, blah, blah, blah. You have your seeds, you have your keys written down in a safe deposit box, whatever. Somewhere where no one's going to friggin', you know, and where you're going to always find it. I have 4 copies of my keys and seeds, maybe even more, depending. I have one in my safe. I have a little personal logbook. I have a laptop that does not connect to the internet. It's just like basically a word processor with a good memory so I can store all my shit on there. Will never go on the internet because guess what? It needed a Wi-Fi card plugged into it for it to get Wi-Fi. It doesn't have built-in Wi-Fi. I have no Wi-Fi card. There's no way to get onto that bitch. So I have that. You know, things between the mattresses. You know, I got my shit. Not on a computer because that could get hacked. Not on my phone because shit gets hacked. That's the way shit gets stolen. Very important. Very important. That's like rule number one. After you have all that, then you send your Bitcoin into that wallet. You're good. Listen, you can go on Cash App and have it on your Cash App. To me, that's the easiest way to buy Bitcoin. But I send it right out. As far as my Bitcoin wallets, I got one on my phone through blockchain.org. I have my original blockchain.org from 2013. That's my baby right there. And then I have another one on my Waves wallet. Waves. All right, so we'll talk about Bitcoin. Okay, great. Now, Waves, one of my favorite to me. They're the best blockchain, the best ecosystem, the best cryptocurrency thing out there. It's not, to me, tops, number one. Really is. My book, my opinion, they're number one. They have their own decentralized exchange. Huge, huge, because it's decentralized. It's within the wallet, and they have it, you know, so you could exchange your Waves to Bitcoin, to Waves to USDT, Waves to this, that. You could have your own Bitcoin on that Waves wallet forever, because that Waves, you have your own, you have your seeds, you write them bitches down, you know, like I said on that, and I can pop that. I have that wallet on my laptop and on my phone at all times. You know, I can pop it up at any fucking time, anywhere, anytime I want. If I get a new phone, I pop the seed in, boom, now, bam, boom. I got my Bitcoin on there, and I got my Waves on there, and a couple of other things that, you know, not really no big deal, but at least I know I have it on that wallet. That wallet is secure. I'm fine. It's not the best option for your Bitcoin because you're going to pay a little bit extra when you want to withdraw. But, you know, what the fuck? You just switch it over to Wave, send it over to another exchange with almost like, you know, little no fees. Bingo, bango, switch it over to whoever you want. You know, I mean, that's the game I play just for my own safety. That's me. That's what I do. I love Waves. I love everything they do. They're super fast. They've got smart contracts, or they got their NFTs. What's their NFTs? The NFTs they're doing is duck, some kind of duck shit. Smart duck fucks. I don't know. Something like that. I'm not getting it. I should have hatched some eggs with some Waves and shit. I didn't fucking do it. It's a good investment, you know. Like NFTs right now, it's a pretty good investment. We'll get into that after. Is there smart contract type NFTs on Bitcoin blockchain? Actually, there is. It's not a smart contract, but it is. Because it's kind of like, what do they call that? A side chain? I'm a little bit stoned right now. Is it a side chain? Something shit like that where, you know, you can cross chains like that. So you can kind of use a smart contract using Bitcoin as your, you know, you can store all that shit on the blockchain, rather, on the Bitcoin blockchain. Holy fucking shit, you can store data and shit on there, blah, blah. But no, Bitcoin blockchain, you can't make a smart contract token from the Bitcoin blockchain, but you could build on top of Bitcoin, creating a type of blockchain. So, who just did that? Let me see. Someone just did that. It's one of those... Oh, Rare Pepes. So Rare Pepes, man, I don't want to talk about NFTs, but since I'm talking about Bitcoin, yeah. Rare Pepes are built on the Bitcoin blockchain and their NFTs, you know, the Pepe, the stupid fucking frog shit. They're they have their own website, their own wallet, pretty cool shit. You know, I mean, if I had the moonies, if I had the moolah, I would definitely invest in them. One of my rules on my NFTs, every collection I get, I try to get two or three of them anyway. At worst, fucking, it's a waste of money. At best, hey, I triple, quadruple, oh, so, you know, whatever. But anyway, we'll get into more of that NFT shit. I was just giving you examples. Ethereum, listen, man, everything's being built on the Ethereum. Every token, like 80% of the ecosystem that goes on tokens and does NFTs, a lot of shit, maybe we'll say 70%, 60%. But there's no one close. Everything else is spread. It's spread. And I'm going to forget. Not forget. I'm not going to mention a lot of other really cool. Actually, no. I will mention things that I actually like. And I'm not against putting money into it. If I had it, I would do it. Okay? But all right. So Waves. Beautiful. Ethereum. Everything is being built on there. Now, the big problem is the gas fees. People that don't know. You're curious, you want to know, yeah, I heard about Ethereum, what the fuck is that shit with the ETH and all that shit? That's where all the NFTs on, all these tokens, all these DeFi, decentralized, financed, so much shit I've heard on the Ethereum. Yeah, well, you have to pay for gas fees, and what gas fees is, you got transaction fee that's within the blockchain. So, like, if you do Bitcoin, you're paying what? Let's say what did I move the other day? Let's just hypothetically say I moved $500 over. I only spent maybe $1.25 in fees, not even. Pretty nice, right? Ethereum, well, you know, hey, you want to buy that NFT? That's fine. You could buy it. The NFT costs $125. But depending on the time of the day, your gas fees can cost anywhere between $30 and $700. Yeah, go ahead, not pay attention to, you know, what you're doing, making a transfer, and you're just like, oh, I got to get this now, and you're hitting yes, confirm on the gas fees, and you're not paying attention to how much you're paying. Shit, $700 came up on a few times. I'm not paying for a $100 NFT. And then on top of that, paying an extra $125 because of gas fees. Gas fees, guess what? You lost that money. That's what it's costing for you to make that transaction right now. Now, can you get around that? In a sense, if it's not something that I'm trying to get this very fucking second and shit, you know, and I can wait for the gas fees to go down. You know, as far as New York time, about between 2:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning, gas fees are low. $28, 30 bucks. Again, yeah, you're wasting an extra 28, 30 bucks to buy something, move things, this, that. It's some shit. Even if you want to move Ethereum, guess what? It's going to cost you $6 just to move Ethereum. That's their gas fee just for moving that, you know? Or if I want to transfer, because there's a thing when you transfer ETH and you want to save on your gas fees, you can transfer it over to wrapped ETH and you can wrap that bitch and send it, you know? And when you're on the NFT market buying shit, you know, a lot, and you're doing bidding and making offers, well, that all comes on wrapped ETH. So now you got to transfer your ETH and wrap that bitch. And when you wrap it, guess what? It's costing between $3 and $6 extra. So it's a lot of waste of fucking money. Why would people be doing this? I know. But that's because the ecosystem that ETH has, I mean, everything is on there, man. And guess what? Ethereum 2.0 is coming out, which will take them away from a proof of work, POW, which is a proof of work mining. And that's why the fees are so high, because it's like, you know, no one imagined that this would be doing what it's doing. How many ecosystems is built on the Ethereum blockchain? It's insanity. Never really thought it was going to happen, so I guess he didn't really, you know, old Vitalik Buterin, whatever his last name is, Vitalik over there, Mr. Twinkle Toes, I guess he really didn't think that part over, you know. I guess he never imagined this would be doing what it's doing. So Ethereum 2.0 is going to remove the proof of work, and they're going to move to a proof of stake. No, you're not getting steaks in the mail and eating them. Oh, dad jokes, sir. Fucking. Hold on. This will fix that. No more dad jokes. Oh, let me fix that. So proof of stake. So proof of work, POW. Using mining rigs to mine blocks of Ethereum. Bitcoin uses the same thing. Bitcoin has a lot of people that are moving Bitcoin daily, but it's just moving Bitcoin. You're not doing smart contracts. You're not moving large quantities of memory. Gigs? Yeah, like, you know, you're not moving large files, basically, in this little transaction, basically. That's not meant for that shit. So, you know, Bitcoin, you're just moving numbers, basically. And then Ethereum, you're moving ecosystems, pictures. You're moving friggin' contracts. You're moving financial systems. DeFi, where people are plugging in $200,000 worth of Ethereum. And because they're plugged into this system that is doing whatever it's doing, lending out money, doing this, doing that, these people are making $3,000 at least per month in interest. And in most places, you could live your life with that. In most places, I can't do that in New York. Believe it or not, I can't fucking do it. But, shit, I can move to almost anywhere else on this planet and live $3,000 a month just plugging in my $200,000 worth of ETH. You know, you could do that into the Waves too. Waves that have SoFi, you know, and you get a little bit more than the Ethereum sometimes, you know. It's a good system. So, you know, that's one of my goals, is to trade up to that amount, and that's going to be my passive income. So, you know, that's my goal for long term, and that should be everyone's goal long term. That way, you don't have to rely on someone else. You could do whatever side hustle you want, your passions, your hobbies, to turn them into real life shit. And at the same time, at least you're making money on the side. So, you know, it's just one of those things to consider. But Ethereum, once they move to proof of stake, which, again, it's not proof of work, I just mentioned before, sorry, mining rigs, that's taking a lot of power and a lot of computing power to generate the next block, to figure out the next block, the code for the next block. Proof of stake does not use these high-powered mining rigs. It uses low-powered, basically, wallets. You just have a script, an app on your friggin' desktop, on your laptop, on your phone, on your tablet. You open it up. Some you don't even have to keep running the friggin' the wallet. But a lot of them, you know, you're just plugging into a system where you're locking up funds. So let's say with Ethereum, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be like, all right, well, you got to lock up right now. I bet you people that's going to be mining it that way, maybe you got to lock up. Oof, I don't even know. Are they going to make a minimum? Some things have minimums. So like a thing like Dash, you have to have like 1,000 Dash to start mining. You know, to start, it's not mining, it's proof of stake. It's, you know, having that contract. And then if you have 5,000, you could have a master node, which, ooh, that's a big deal in the fucking, in the Dash, because now you could generate and send dark send transactions. Ooh, it's a whole thing. So you're using way less power going to proof of stake, POS. So that's what ETH is going to go to, which will render gas fees almost non-existent. So the huge thing about Ethereum, yes, I would invest heavily in them because, you know, some people are like, well, you know, that's why it's so valuable, because of all the gas fees are also so high. So people are willing to do all that. Okay, yeah, guess what? They're doing all that. But let me tell you what. In the meantime, ecosystems are being built on Ethereum. You think they're going to go away when it's now cheaper? It's only going to grow. So I would invest heavily in Ethereum. Heavy. Don't do it like me, though. Invest heavy in it and then be like, ooh, I want those NFTs. Now, for me, my NFTs, I'm going to get that money back, if not more. You know, I'm, you know, but you know, again, we'll get into that when I get there. What else did I mention? All right, so I did that. I did Waves, Ethereum, Bitcoin. Definitely pick yourself up some Dragon Coin. So if Waves, Bitcoin, and Ethereum, like for me, Ethereum is going to go to 10K easy and maybe shoot past that when their gas fees are lower, because then it's going to go crazy. Let's see. When will Ethereum 2.0 come out, Mr. Blue Knots? Listen, yeah, they're working on it. It's not an easy task because they got to make sure that when they fork everything over, there's a smooth transition from one blockchain to another, because basically they're forking off into a new blockchain. So it's got to be just right, because it was a shit show the last time they did it. Yeah, that's right. This current Ethereum is their second version. There's Ethereum Classic. Look it up. Ethereum Classic, their original Ethereum. Someone figured out how to double spend and kind of get free money basically on it, and Vitalik had to fork it into a new blockchain, fix the code, you know, make sure that can't happen again, and then he forked it, so it jumped onto a new blockchain. And Ethereum Classic continues to grow. People use it, but, you know, whatever, it is what it is. Don't buy no Ethereum Classic. Don't do it. It's all just whales scamming people into getting money and shit, okay? So I would go heavy into Ethereum, yes. And when the transition goes over, watch that bitch really fly. Ooh, it's going to be amazing. So I'd go heavy in Ethereum personally. It's one of those things that I like. You know, I think that's a triple up. Bitcoin's a triple up. Waves, triple up, if not a little bit more, because they're at like, yeah, they're around 30. So a triple up, if not a little bit more to that 100, they'll be over there. My next thing that I like, this one, to me, is the key winner. This is the one that, Ms. Blue Knots, I need that 2,000% flip. My opinion, and I made fun of this fucking thing. I would not buy this thing. I wouldn't do it until recently. You know, not foot and mouth. It's just, listen, if you don't grow when you get new data, if you can't disassociate yourself from your feelings. Oh, I hate this because of this. Oh, you know, just like stupid shit like that. Like, not stupid shit. Just, you know, it's not stupid shit. It's just that you have to be able to take new data, think about things, and be like, oh, I could change my mind here because this new data shows that what I was thinking is wrong, or maybe that, hey, there's a possibility here. You know, there you have to be open-minded. So this one right here is one that I made fun of for the longest-ass motherfucking time. I would never buy it. It's Dragon Coin. You know, it's Disney Dragon Coin. It's like, bleh, everything is anti-crypto. Bleh. Buy Dragon Coin. Bleh. No, never. Why do you change your mind now, Mr. Blue Knots? Oh, let me tell you something. This requires a hit just so I can get all this out to you. Dragon Chain. It's a Disney-owned company. Or spun off from, you know, yeah, Disney, group of people within Disney. Over the last years, they have made an ecosystem. They have made partnerships. They have a good supply. They have a great, their code is actually really good. On top of that, blockchain is going nowhere. Companies are going to have to integrate it. I think the stock market is all going to be tokenized, honestly, because it's a better system. An American company, because, you know, things are going to get regulated. It's just going to happen because it's fucking America, the land of the non-free. It's the make-believe free. Yeah. So it's the land of the corporation fucking crooked banking system is what it is. So hold on. I got to see these people still live here. The haunted house. Woo! One car is still here. All the lights is off, though. One car, though. Not the... All right, see how that goes. Not even 2 months. Well, that's me, I'm telling you. Okay, so, Dragon Coin. They have already a lot of partnerships, a lot of companies jumping on board using their blockchain. Easy to use. They have a setup. I mean, it's good. Do your research. Dragon Chain. Why do I like this so much? Okay, they're around 20 cents right now, right? They were at $5 at one time. They're going to hit that $5 no problem. So now you're talking 5, 10, 15, or 5 times, 5, 5, 5. You're talking at 25 times. You're talking at 25 times your fucking money. And that shit's not going to stop at $5. That bitch is going to go past all that shit. But definitely $5 is in the fucking... It is in the books. Mark my words, Dragon Coins are going to go to $5. Don't miss out. So if you're going to buy shit and you want that one, I want it 25 times my money, go fucking all in on Dragon Coin. My opinion. Okay? I don't want to lead people down the wrong thing and then, you know, whatever. I'm just saying that's the one that's like, oof, for me, huge. I still like Enacum, Enacum, Cum. I just like because it's calm. But, you know, yeah, I still have my token on there, but I'm not doing nothing with it because I'm reevaluating a lot of things. I have always a lot of things going on, and I'm trying to do what's best for me and for everyone involved, including you all. You know, y'all. I love all you listeners, man. You're the best because you listen to me. Who the fuck would listen to me but fucking a bunch of degenerates and shit? Fucking beasts, animals. People that have their fucking, you know, their inner beast locked down. They don't want to show it to the world. But, you know, I'm going to listen to Mr. Blue Knots, you know, because I feel the same way. I'm a fucking beast inside. I understand. That's why I do this. Because I got to get this side of me out. This is the real me and shit. But people are like, oh my God, he's crazy. Lock him up. You know, meanwhile, when I'm out there, you know, I'm not a... Listen, I'm a good actor. I know how to keep it fucking together and act normal and civilized. I fucking hate that side of me. People that do that all the time, you're pretending. And that sucks. That fucking sucks that you can't be yourself. You know, so whatever. You know, that's why I do this. And lucky at my job that I'm such a fucking... important asset to everyone around that I can be me. They want to, you know, they want me. They get Mr. Blue Knots 24/7 minus the perversion and the cursing. You know, I watch my mouth and, you know, I just let my eyes do the perversion, but you can't see because I got the goggles on. I got the safety glasses on with the glare on it so I could do all the butt looking that I desire because there's a lot of nice butts at my job. Oh my God, the booty. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, Dragon Coin. That's that one that I feel is going to go 25%. That is a fucking lock. You know, you ever see that fucking asshole? No, he's not an asshole. I like him. That Jim Cramer guy. Buy, 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 buy. So. If I had the buy, buy button, you're right there. Buy it, buy it. That's the one I would say to do it. You know, I just see that 25, 50 times. Easy. Do your own research. But, man, that's just going to fly. You know, I'll be back at 5. No doubt, and it's going to get a lot of American business friggin' businesses from America, you know, from American corporations and shit, because corporations stick with corporations, and that's what Disney did. I'm telling you, it's, you know, to me, that's a no-brainer. That's one that's, oh, yeah, you got to pick that up. Yes, there's so many. You know, the Solana, Solana, whatever. Yeah, I know. Solana, okay. Listen, people made money on that shit, all that. That's nice. Blockchain, to me, sucks. I think it's horrible. I'm staying off that. I'm sorry. I know people are going to hate me for that. People made money. Great. Make your money. I don't wish nothing bad on it. I hope it does great. I hope they fix all the issues they're having. You can steal shit from there. The fuck, you can make one transaction a minute now and everyone else be damned. You can lose your fucking transaction. And it's not even decentralized because apparently they can... I read something that they basically can stop transactions and redo it without it messing up the blockchain and some shit like that. I might be talking out of my ass right there. So I don't 100% know because I was supposed to research that before I talked about it, but... I've been perusing it, and people that I trust been talking shit about it. So, you know, and those people are like me. Even if I have a favorite and I hate some things, you know, I'm going to be fair. I want everything to work out. There's one big piece of shit that I always say there's a piece of shit, and I'm sorry. And again, another one, I hope you make plenty of money off it, whatever. You're not using it for anything else but make money, right? Okay. XRP, Ripple, sucks a fucking dick. Go fuck your mother with that. Your dad fucking sucks miles and miles and miles of donkey dicks. That's what XRP is. You know, like, your father left your house. Like, you have a great family. Everything is great, you know. Your mom's happy because he's keeping her happy, working hard. The kids are happy. I mean, everything. And then all of a sudden, he leaves. Because he found out in life that he loves fucking donkey dicks. And that's what XRP is, okay? That's what it is to me, okay? It's a piece of shit. It's not decentralized. It's a piece of garbage. Yes, they made all these deals with the banks and this and... That's great. Have fun. Have fun. It's never... Listen, God bless. That's the only piece of shit that I'm saying is a piece of shit. Other than that... Everything I'm for. I'm not against anything. I want everything to work out, including that piece of shit Ripple. I just have no faith in it. But I want everything to work out. You know, even my things that I hate, like I said, you know, I was like, oh, I'll Dragon Coin and make fun of that shit for fucking years. And guess what? I'm going to go heavy in that fucking bitch. What was the other one I was saying? I'm sorry. I'm going, ah. Let's see. Hex, the Hexakins. You know, they're making money on that. Good for them. I'm sorry, there's another one. Okay, so there's Wax. I like Wax. I think Wax is a good blockchain. Their NFTs are good. Low fees. Good ecosystem. Good to check out. I'm not investing in it because my money's elsewhere at the moment, but I think that's excellent. I like Wax. Let's see, there's another one. Oh, this one is huge. It's Matic, M-A-T-I-C. It's what Parallel... It's a blockchain, what is it called? Shit, Paragon, ooh. So Matic is a token on the Paragon, right? Yeah, Paragon. Polygon, ooh, shit, yeah, Poly. Ooh, see, I almost forgot. Now, mind you, I'm going off the top of my head while I'm driving smoke weed, doing all this at once, because you want to know why? I'm a professional. Do not do this at home, ladies, gentlemen, and children. Do not do this. I am a professional. I've been training all my life. Well, since the age of what? Definitely 18 and on. So that's why I'm professional. I've never gotten an accident. I've never gotten anything. No fucking issues. I don't want to fucking hear it. You guys do not know. You new listeners do not know. what this does to me. You know, some people be smoking the weed and they be like, oh, I'm a bull. Oh, I'm so silly and stupid. I forget everything. Not yours truly. Creativity comes out. I get my energy. I go. I'm a functioning one of those guys. On top of that, what was the other thing? I forgot. Ms. Malone, no, it's like crack for me. You know, some people, I'm going to go to sleep. Nah, it's crack for me. You know, I'll stay up another hour, no problem. I just don't like people fucking tailing me at almost 4 o'clock in the morning, you fucking cock. All right, so Matic, they run tokens for NFTs and shit. The Parallel NFT is absolutely amazing. We're going to talk about that when I start talking about some NFTs. But, you know, Matic, I think, is a buy right here. I don't have a ceiling for it. I don't know where I think it can go to, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to fly. The Polygon, that shit, you know, it's a big supply. But it's not bad having some of it on hand to buy certain NFTs. That's for sure. I'm huge on that. I'm huge on almost any cryptocurrency. You give me a reason why, you know, it should, you know, what it's doing, what its ecosystem is, blah, 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 blah. I'm all for it. You know, if there's a use case for it and it's going to grow, a growing use case that can be used, guess what? I'm 100% pro. 100% pro. Buy it up. You know, send me an email. Send me something on the Twitters. I want to know so I know where else to put my monies in, you know, because, hey, Mr. Balloon Nuts, don't want to be working for someone else forever because I want to give you guys so much more content, so much more creativity, so much more. I got a few more announcements today. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay. Let me get in front of this federal court over here, see if there's any of these state troopers or coppers hanging out before I take this hit. I hate this fucking... When did I come here? I came here for something. I would know I never was arrested or anything like that, but it was for some bullshit. All right. So, on to the next one. Decentralized exchanges. Like I said, you know, for me, Waves is number one. And yes, there are other ones like... Excuse me. No, honestly, at the top of my head, I don't even remember because I didn't research it. I was supposed to. That's why I'm the worst. But let me tell you something. You're not going to go wrong with Waves as far as decentralized. They're the number one, so why you want to go to anything else? They ain't going away. They're just growing. They're just getting better and better. Well, yo, the ecosystem is growing. And more eyes are getting on there. So, privacy coins. Number one is Moreno. XMR, Moreno. Yeah, really private and everything. But the first little chink in the armor, little kink in the armor, whatever the term is, has been revealed. If you receive Monero. Oh my gosh. Ooh, Monero. Mind you, I'm driving. When you receive Monero, and then if you send it out within 20 minutes of receiving it, you will expose, or you can expose, no, you will expose your address. That's the only thing that they could find, you know. For our safety, the three-lettered organization... federal agencies like, you know, I guess it was the CIA, even like the tax people, the IRS, but they're three little fucking assholes and all that shit, right? Even them, you know, they put money in bounties to try to crack the privacy of Monero, so XMR. And that was the first thing they found, you know. I don't, you know, maybe they're not going to find anything else, you know. I know the developers are working hard to make sure that there is no other backdoors. I mean, they didn't even know this. So it's not a backdoor, mind you. Sorry, I said the wrong word. Not backdoor, but, you know, not as private. It's not 100% private. I mean, it is if you're just putting shit on there. and storing it, because only your address is revealed, not the one that you're sending it to, thank goodness, but it's just one of those things. It's like, man, I'm out of that. I used to go heavy on that. I'm out. My new privacy coin that I'm all about is I'm a pirate. ARRR. Pirate chain. Privacy's built in. That shit ain't gonna fucking hack. That shit, it's a wrap. That bitch is in the high $2, low $3. That bitch is gonna move. Pirate chain for the win. Privacy, you want it, you got it. You know, I'm all about it. So when people will be asking about that privacy, I mean, there's other ones. I think PIVX, is PIVX still around? There's other ones like, what is it, Zcash? They're not so good either. You hear what I'm saying now? See, as I go down the list. Now, I liked Onion. It was Deep Onion. I liked them. They're still around. Really good privacy. They do have some use cases, but, I mean, they're almost dead. Almost a dead coin. Honestly, almost dead. So, I'm not too fond of them, to be honest with you. So, Pirate Chain, I think, for the win, as far as privacy goes, you can't go wrong. I would invest in that. So, you see, I'm giving you some different options. There's so many more, of course. Yes, I mean, so many more. But these are the ones that, I mean, hey, how much money do you fucking have? How much are you going to diversify? Those right there, you're good. Put them away. Hey, just buy Bitcoin and store it. You're good. Honestly. Remember, have your own friggin' wallet. Do not fuck around. What am I leaving out? I like Hive. Hive, I like. They're a good blockchain. They do a type of social media, and they also do like a blogging type site, you know, and it's decentralized and shit, you know, but it's always going to be on the blockchain, so whatever you write, it ain't going away unless you go, I don't know if you can edit shit, I don't remember. Hive is a good one, I like them. What's another one? I like what I use as far as just a social media that's not the major top hitters. Note blockchain right now, they had a little issue where they got double, they got 51% attacked and someone double spent. So right now blockchain is deciding, Note blockchain, they're, what's Note's doing? Oh yeah, they're deciding if they're going to split onto a more secure blockchain, which I hope they do, and just do a proof of work and proof of stake type algorithm. Because that's very secure, runs fast, and you're getting two different types of algorithms into one. It's tough to crack. It's one of my favorites. They run fast, transactions super quick. You can keep the fees very low. I really hope Note blockchain goes that route. Other options to do a token, but let's face it, now you're going to be facing any kind of transaction fees unless you go on Enacoms. You could create a token that is transaction fee free. Big option. That's why I like that. ENQ. Dude from Note Blockchain, if you're listening, it's an option. But honestly, proof of work, proof of stake, with a masternode, use the masternode to be, you know, doing transfers and tips and shit on the Note Blockchain social media site. It's a big undertaken, of course, but man, pretty fucking, you know, you have a great idea there, and I've noticed less and less interaction after this, and it's not your fault, it's just that we're not tipping, because if you're going to roll back, which you should roll back, you know, everything's going back from there, which I'm still fine, you know, hey, I got a nice friggin' chunk there, so, yeah, I like Note Blockchain. There's other ones that do social media shit. There's stuff like BitChute that's kind of like YouTube, huge, you know, privacy. There's, there's the other one that's on Hive. Hive also has something else like, Odyssey. I think Odyssey might be their social media platform, which, you know, again, decentralized, you know, there's no cunts on there, you know, fact-checking and removing you from the site for sharing your opinions that doesn't fit the current narrative that you can't even question, so none of that makes sense. Well, what am I missing? There's a few more. I'm trying not to forget things because, you know, oh my God, how can you forget this? And it's like, okay, well, there's a lot going on. And there's a lot of good ones still. I know, please, there's 10,000 more. So don't come at me be like, oh my God, you're not going to make it. NGMO, not going to make it because you don't have to. Okay, yeah, whatever. Anyway. I already gave you a 25 plus times, and everything else is going to be an easy triple up. I don't want to hear shit. And if you're a savvy trader, you can do some of that longing and shorting. You know what I mean, dude? Some of that lending fucking trading and shit. Which, if you're a good trader, do it. Do not do it if you're a rookie. Do not do it until you do a lot of practice on a practice account, and on top of that, be realistic with what you would do with your own money, or go ahead, put $100 in, get ready to lose it. Good luck. Keep losing it until, you know, do what I do. I've lost it for a couple of years. I lost thousands until I learned how to trade, and I can do it. I stay away from Robinhood. I stay away from Coinbase and Gemini. Stay away from all of those big motherfuckers. Stay away from all of it. You have to get in somehow. If you can, all right, me, KuCoin, KuCoin, do me a favor, use my referral link in the show notes. If you're going to go on KuCoin, please just say, hook an asshole up, man, what the fuck, man, use that referral link, KuCoin. You don't have to, just doing regular spot trading, transferring shit from one thing to another and sending it out. Like for me, I'll let you in on what I do. Easiest way for me, being in New York, buying Bitcoin, I can't just buy it on KuCoin. Some states you can. I can't do it. But I can use Cash App. So I'll buy Bitcoin on Cash App and I send it out. I'm using it for merch and stuff. I buy a lot of shit. Plain and simple. That's what I use it for. But, now, that's what I do. Now, what Mr. Blue Knots does, he sends it over to KuCoin. You don't need to register your identity, anything like that, for doing spot trading, which is value, you know. Buy low, sell high. Plain and simple. You're not doing no leverage trading, none of that lending, leverage trading, none of that bullshit, right? You don't want to lose money. You don't want to fucking, you know. That's the safest way to do it, to me, until you start learning charts and everything like that. Once you successfully spot trade, then you can try leverage trading, you know, do some tutorials, whatever, learn a little bit, and put your style and spot trading into that, and give it a whirl, you know, a couple of years, trust me, take your time. You're not going to make $1 million, just chill, okay? KuCoin has so many currencies, including Dragon, including fucking so many. I love KuCoin. Send your Bitcoin over to your KuCoin account, your Bitcoin account on KuCoin. Put it in. Now, when I want Ethereum, because right now I've been buying NFTs and shit, I send it to my, I have a MetaMask account. That's my Ethereum account. My Ethereum wallet through my MetaMask, rather. So what I do is I send Bitcoin to KuCoin, to my KuCoin Bitcoin account. Then I'll put that over to my trading account. Not me, Mr. Blue Knots. Not me. This is hypothetical, you know, the character Mr. Blue Knots. Then Mr. Blue Knots, what he'll do is he'll transfer that account from your private account to your main account over to a trading account. Then once you transfer that to your trading account, now you go over to the markets. You take that Bitcoin and you take, Bitcoin to Ethereum on KuCoin, not a good transfer rate, like at all. KuCoin has very low trading fees, very low. So what I'll do is I'll take my Bitcoin and I'll exchange it for USDT, USD Tether. So now you're basically transferring your Bitcoin back to USD, But, you know, that's just a value token, basically. It's a USD token, USD Tether token. Now, I'll take that USD Tether token, that amount, and I will go over to Ethereum USDT trading pair, and I'll convert that to Ethereum. Then I take my Ethereum. I go over to my main page again. I will convert that Ethereum from my trading account to my main account, so then I can withdraw that. Oh my God! Blah, blah, blah. Remember, I can't speak properly because you know, stupid. I will withdraw that into my MetaMask Ethereum wallet to that address. So from there, I can go and buy NFTs because that's what I've been putting my money into. Now, that's, to me, the easiest way. KuCoin's available everywhere. They fucking rock. They're the best. You know, they're so like what I'm used to old schoolish wise. I used to use Bittrex, they fucking blow. Poloniex, they fucking blow. But those were the first ones I used back in 2014, 2015. Oh my gosh. But thank goodness for KuCoin. I mean, I've used like TradeOgre for like new coins that can't get listed on KuCoin to go on TradeOgre. I've traded on Livecoin. I've, there's one called Tidex, T-I-D-E-X, and it's a spinoff of from, it's like a Waves, one of Waves' first, like, exchanges in a sense, and that one you can do also, you know, I've used that, but, you know, I mean, not for nothing, you can also, if you wanted to use the Waves, you could just use their Waves Decentral Exchange, but, you know, I've used Tidex because, you know, I can here in New York. There's certain things, but there's nothing better than KuCoin, K-U-C-O-I-N. Use my referral link, please. If you're going to, you know, if you're hearing it from me and you're going to go and try it, use my account, man, please. And I'm more than happy to help you out with some things, you know. Maybe I'll do some how I trade things, like just little things that might help you along the way figuring out your own trading style. Okay. So, why NFTs? What are NFTs? We're NFTs. What about NFTs? What do we do with them? Let me take this hit first. It's like 4 something in the morning. Fuck. Mr. Blue Nuts got to go to sleep fucking soon. Okay, so what are NFTs? You know, you've heard Paris Hilton say non-fungible tokens. What does that mean, fucking Paris? Okay, so, you know, think of, you know, by now, if you're listening to this, you're pretty keen on, and not because of this, but most likely you've heard of me through some type of NFT channel, a crypto friggin' thing, Twitter, whatever, you know. So you're pretty keen on what a Bitcoin is, what a token is, you know, what it is, okay? Now, you know, some people ask, do I need a whole Bitcoin? No. No, it's broken. You can buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin if you really, really want, okay? You can buy a fraction of any token. Everything gets broken down into fractions, okay?
Yeah. That nigga want, yeah? Word up. Look out for the cops, though.
Cash food.
Word up. 2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yo, I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. With this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on board boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather.
age of 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up states, my destination, handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, but as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess, I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth, who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and stray shots, all on a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof, to kick the truth to the young black youth. The shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what? The life is hectic.
Fungible token is basically one token. So let's say for example, I made a token, right? People Against the Banking System, or Party and Bullshit token, PAPS, right? I made that token, right? There will be a supply of so many, but let's say I have 10 of those tokens. Now, if each one of those tokens was its own smart contract, well, a token is a smart contract. In a sense, it is a smart contract on a native blockchain's ecosystem. So, like, my token is on the Enecume system, but I also have one on the Wave system, and I have one on Ethereum, you know, because I was just, I didn't know which way I was going to go, you know. Ethereum, forget about it. That doesn't even make sense. It's too expensive. You know, it's just dumb. Waves is doable, but again, the gas fees. You still need Waves to transfer the token, so that's stupid. So at least with my token, you don't need native platform tokens to move it. Like, even with an NFT, you need Ethereum to buy one, to move it, to transfer it, and even to sell it. If you want to sell it, guess what? You need Ethereum in your wallet to move it. So it's like a lot of crazy shit, and that's expensive. So let's say you're buying a $30 piece. Well, that's a $200 investment, a $100-something investment. You better hope you're going to sell that for at least $300 or more. Honestly, just to cover your fucking nut. You got to cover your nut. If you're not covering your nut and then making profit, what's the fucking point? Don't even bother with the NFTs then. So, you know, that's what I had to take in mind. You know, I had to take that into consideration, but it is what it is, right? You know, I'm ready to go in. Because, you know, I grew myself a nice nest of funds trading from the beginning of this year until August. In August, I went deep in the paint, down the rabbit hole and deep in the paint fucking with NFTs. Did my research, spent a good bit, man. No, not an hour and dug in. No, I spent over a week, but spending a lot of time. I spent hours, 20 something hours, if not more, researching, checking people's shit, going through people's wallets and seeing what they have. looking for the big dogs, the people that's actually making money flipping shit. What did they have in their wallets? What should I be collecting? Also, someone told me, that person that told me, hey, Mr. Blue Knots, you're going to get in this shit now. Don't miss out. You know, get into it now. This is in August. He's like, I was like, well, what do I buy? He's like, buy what you'd like. But he's like, but he knows that I'm going to do research. He's like, research? Because I know you're going to do it anyway, so you're going to not go in too stupidly. But at the same time, buy what you like also. Oh, okay, good advice. Okay. So now, like I said, if I have 10 tokens, now each one is now an NFT. It's data. It's a picture. It's got metadata on there, so you can make it a trading card. It could do things. You could plug it into a game so it has a function. You can make art. And what do people do with art? They store value, tax-free value in art. Ooh, NFTs now becomes maybe possibly a tax haven. Now, it's huge because, you know, who's coming into this? Who just revealed themselves? You know, that Vitivin Minci or whatever it is, man, it was like this NFT collector had a good 40,000 follows, huge in NFT community. He came across like it was like an Italian friggin' art collector, like a curator. And then this past Monday, was today the 22nd, so on the 20th, it was revealed. And it was none other than Snoop Dogg, fucking out there buying NFTs, telling people what to do. And I have collected some Bones Club collection pieces back in August. It was one of my first buys. Actually, my first buy was a bit alien because I love aliens, but I also like skulls. So I went into the Bones one, and it turned out one of my pieces I sold to one of the guys from Avenged Sevenfold. Ended up being into one of his friggin' accounts and shit, which was huge. But, you know, I was like, fuck, I mean, I 5 times my investment on it, but man, I missed that piece. I go visit it in his fucking, in his wallet once in a while. But I also have two other ones that had more rare qualities. That one just looked nice, but I have two more that had more rare qualities. Now, like I said, in the metadata, there's things that say, oh, this has these qualities and it does these things, blah, blah, blah. So I made sure when I bought, again, I did my research, I want to get ones that has more rare qualities, things that look cool, things that doesn't look like other ones. So I have good ones. So the Bones Club was one of those. And it ended up now, the Ven Sevenfold people, the one guy is deep into the Bones Club and getting other people into it. So I'm very happy. I have the Heritage, part of the first 1,000. So what Bones Club did is now you can mint more bones. Instead of buying it on the market, you're actually minting it straight from the creator's blockchain. And you're only paying whatever fee he's asking for, then the gas fees. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how I get around the gas fees. Because, you know, again, I'm minting shit and it's fine. And 25% of the Bones Club, the second series, has been minted. But the thing with that is, there's going to be 10,000 minted. So I'm not huge on... listen, I minted 2 and that's it. That's all I was willing to spend. Maybe I should have minted more, but I have the Heritage Collection. If you're going to get some bones, get some of the Heritage Collection, the first 1,000 of them, and then maybe mint your own. You know, minting your own is easy. You know, a little quick research. You know, you just got to connect your MetaMask to the Bones Club official website. Only on their official website, or you're going to lose everything because someone's going to steal that shit. So make sure you're on their official website, anything before you connect your wallet. So, and then you can mint right from their website. You know, it costs 0.05, what is it, like $150 per each one you're going to mint, plus gas fees. Bones Club, BitAliens is one of my ones that I like. I don't know how they're going to go, whatever. They don't go, they're not moving like the Bones Club is looking anyway. Bones Club, to me, the Heritage might be what the Board Ape, the Ape Yacht Clubs, how that one's going. This Bones, the Heritage, that might happen. BitAliens, I bought, let's say, 3 or 4 BitAliens. I minted 2 bones. And then from there, I went and, well, last year, when smart contracts and shit was buzzing last year, and people were doing dApps, decentralized apps on Ethereum, one of my Twitter buddies created something called the Predex, a token and a trading platform. And if you traded on it last year, which I did in August, September, I was a big supporter of his, he sent you an NFT, and it's a space sheep, little doggy and shit. So I got that one for free, which is nice. It's a cute piece. Space sheeps, you know, I mean, it's trading in volume. It's doing its thing. I went and bought a Rebel bot. That one's a little on the. It's a verified asset, all that good stuff, but I don't know how I feel. I sold one of them off. I flipped it at least for double with my nut, in, you know, like I always include my nut, my gas and everything. I still doubled my initial investment, so I was happy. The one I kept is pretty rare, so I'm keeping it. I like it. It's in my gallery. I do have it up for sale, but that's just, I'm probably going to remove it. Another one, I didn't go for the Bored Apes. I'm dumb. You know, it's one of those you got to pick and choose. So I went with the Hall of Fame Goat Lodges, the Hall of Fame Goat Lodge. I like it, whatever. I only picked up one, and I don't feel bad that I did not pick up more. Let's put it that way. You know, it's a verified asset, all that good stuff, but, you know, whatever. If I triple my investment on it, I'm going to be happy. I think I am at, it's at break even with my nut. So at the very least is that, and it's only going up. Because right now we're coming to the bottom of the market before we have a spin up. So boom. So then there was these reveal ones. So certain reveal ones, I didn't get into these dragon eggs because they were very expensive, like $900 each that revealed these dragon shits. I ended up buying a plot of land in Treeverse, which I'm so happy because it's already six times my investment. I bought it for $900 and it's six times that already in value. So I'm very happy about that. Okay, it reached that and now it went back down, but it's still four times my investment right now, coming back up to six times. And then more. It's going to go to 10,000 per. Real easy. And then another reveal is called Doobits, D-O-O-B-I-T-S. It's a game with some kind of dog shit, whatever. I don't even fucking know. Not dog shit itself, but I don't know. It's whatever. It is what it is. I'm not against it. I bought it for the reveal, and hopefully it'll be something. One revealed. It's a rare because he's a racer in this game thing, which makes him kind of rare, so I'm happy. And I have two more that's yet to be revealed, and I've had them for almost 2 months. They still haven't been revealed, so... So I have that. And then coming across, I'm like, all right, so what else am I going to... I wanted a game piece. Now, I should have gone to Parallel. At the time, Parallel was out of my reach. But some pieces on the Parallel has come down. There's multiple copies of them. You don't want to get something that has like 10,000 copies. But something that's 2,000 copies and under, not so bad for a card. People want to complete decks. And the more people complete decks, there's less of these other cards that's available, and that value is only going up. So Parallel is fucking huge. I have not bought one yet, but I'm trying to. I'm hoping maybe one of my pieces sell real nice and I can buy a Parallel. Parallel is releasing new decks coming in October. Get in on it. Do so much fucking research and put your money into it and get ready to get some Parallel cards, because you get any of those rare pieces that unveils, you're talking $50,000 to $100,000 for super rare ones. And everyone has a chance to get them. It's kind of like a lottery thing. You're able to mint it and shit like that. I mean, that's huge. I'm getting ready. Like, I'm putting my money aside to try to, you know, do some flipping and shit. But when Parallel is ready, I'm going to be ready for it. Because that's going to be a huge thing. Even for a chance. You know what I mean? And if any, you know, everything else, you're not going to lose your money on it. You know, it's all going to at least break even or make more, you know, or you'll make bank, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't worry about that. But a game piece I went to was called these Town Stars. I just got this uncommon skin type Sentinel. No big deal. I spent $20 on it. If I double my money on it, great. Gas fees at that time was $25. I spent $55 total for the fee. If I'm able to sell it for 75 and over at one time. If not, it looks good in my gallery because it's a moving piece. Whatever. I'm not mad at it. And then I was starting to think, well, you know, there's crazy people, there's psycho people. Oh, no, I'd had another, before I go to the psycho crazy people, I had one more reveal. It's called Ghost in a Computer, or Heaven's Computer, rather. And I got one piece. It was like, oof, it was a good price. This was another one, like a $700 investment, but I had to have it. Maybe it's $500. I had to have it because it was one of those reveals, and it revealed a rare piece. I'm so lucky. That's like, it's rare. It's not super rare, but it's a rare piece. And I do get a lot of offers on it, but I'm not going to accept anything. I mean, I haven't got anything that blows me out of the water, but I set a price on it, and it's going to stay there. Yes, it's a ridiculous $200,000, quarter of a million dollar one, but guess what? For what these things are and the potential on it and what it is, I wouldn't bet, at least if I get an offer, for over $100,000 easy in the coming, you know, in the coming while. So I'm just going to hold on to it. Seriously, I really mean that. So I got that, the reveal. It was amazing. I was so happy at the reveal. And then I was like, well, let me start thinking about, like, psycho people. Not psycho people, but, you know, the spiritual people and, you know, people that believe in the zodiac signs and this and that, because that's going to come into the NFT world too. So one of the first things that did it in that world to have certain cards, and almost like a tarot card type thing, but, you know, whatever, right? But there's symbolism on them. So when I was looking, I looked for something that was super rare. They were cheap. It was a verified thing. And, you know, I was doing research, and it came up on my feed from someone else that was just, you know, talking about different collections that they seen and that they're investing in. So this is back in August when some of these were brand new. So I wasn't following people's advice that already had bought these things, and I know they're looking to flip it. I'm not stupid. I know how the game works, okay? I've created tokens. I know what the fuck is going on, okay? Hell, I created crypto fucking currencies, but I don't even want to talk about that because that's another lifetime, so. So, anyway. This one piece is from the collection of the Divine Order of the Zodiac. Numerology, there's some numbers there and shit, but the piece itself, you know, has Saturnism. Saturnism is in it. All right, actually, we'll talk about the whole friggin' thing, all its unique properties. So, on top of the Saturnism, has the Pisces. What is that shit called? Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. It has the fucking Pisces shit. It has a fleeting comet through the eyes. It has a like a goblin on the hat, like a gossamer, which is like some creepy shit. Like a goblin helm, rather. Not a gossamer, but a helm. That's this body. But a goblin helm. Fire spirit with a Libra expanse. The windmill, and did I say the fleeting comet? Yeah. So, I mean, all that symbolism going in there with the numerology, with the number, I forget what number it is. I didn't write down the number, sorry. But I remember doing the research, and I'm like, fuck, man, there's going to be some creepy-ass fucking, like, Illuminati-type fucking people that's going to be like, oh, I can control the metaverse, too? Oh, I need me some of that symbolic friggin' tarot cards that can control the, or at least channel the spirits into the metaverse. So that's going to be expensive. So to do humanity a favor, I put a ridiculous price on it, but watch, mark my words, someone's going to pay a ridiculous price on it to have that symbolism with everything that's in it, because that's super rare. It's one of a kind. There's no another card that has all those things on there. That's fucking rare. So boom. That was one of my out-of-the-box thinking thing. Now, whatever, I'm crazy, whatever, I don't give a fucking shit. Watch that happen. Okay, so then I had some other things for almost for free. No, for free, I got a pudgy, pixelated penguin thing. I also got, I'm trying to go to the top of my head, because I have a sassy panda, pretty cool, with a Mario hat, pretty rare. So then I'm like, all right, now I want to find new upcoming fresh fucking artists that are doing their thing. Support the young people, you know, people that are just fresh coming in into the scene. I like some things. So I went a little bit hard in the paint with something called Gangster School. I like the artist. Cool person. He's out there in Thailand doing his thing, grinding it out. Love his art, love his style. He does a few other things. What I like also about it is if you buy six of it, if you create a gang of six, he will create a special boss with qualities just for you. Awesome. You know, that's just an awesome project. You know, he's doing things for the community, and that's what you need looking forward. Strong communities, good artists, and young fresh shit that's not doing cookie cutter dumb shit like the fucking Apes. It's the same fucking background with dumb shit on here, you know. And you know, it has to be fresh and totally, I mean, if you're gonna do cookie cutter shit, at least be fucking fresh about it, you know. And that's what I like about this guy here doing his thing with the Gangsters School. It's with an S on the Gangsters. Really like it. This one I'm huge in. It's one of the big money ones right now in my portfolio. It's Shadow 88, another artist from Thailand doing the shadow arts. His art is amazing. I luckily got two pieces early, and you can still get a piece by winning a raffle. Doesn't mean you win the piece, but you get the, you can buy that shit for cheap, like $50, and pick the gas fees, you know, buy it when the gas fees are low. So basically you can get it for like, you know, another, so you're buying a piece for under $100 that you can turn around and flip it for $1,000, if not more. 2 weeks ago, you could flip them for $2,000. So if you, you know, it's like you are lucky to win that, you are flipping them for $2,000. So, you know, right now it's down to like $1,200, $1,400, you know, but this is a whole, you hold these fucking things. These things are going to be worth so much fucking money. They're so rare. They're one of a kind. Each one is one of a kind. Awesome art. Not bullshit, but awesome art. So I'm huge into Shadow 88. I have two early pieces, and I'm trying to get my hands on a few other pieces. This is his Joker piece that he did. It's so amazing. But, you know, I had a good offer on it for, like, good money, too. $1,800. Don't tell no one that I'm buying JPEGs for $1,800. I had an offer for it. The guy didn't take it last week. Now he's begging for $1,800. Sorry. I went on and supported other artists with it. Sorry. And other projects that have utility and do things. So, you know, your loss. My gain. I'm actually happy. No, I wish I had that piece. That piece was amazing. But nonetheless, I'm here to flip those things. Okay. Yeah, but I am holding on to other things. One of my dear friends on Twitter created a Nothing Face series, you know, using AI-generated art that he puts in. Really cool. I like it. And he does other things where I put in a bid. It's for the holidays. He's doing a charity NFT bid where he drew, like, you know, like those punks, those stupid punk style things. Well, he did, like, elves and Santas and Grinches, shit like that. You bid on it, the winning bid, the money goes straight to charity, 100% of it, after the fees, the gas fees, not like he's taking liberties, no, everything that gets in his wallet, he's going to put into charity to buy kids gifts on Christmas, because, you know, children should have gifts on Christmas. So I bid on the black elf that's smoking a cigarette, number one. I'm the one bidding on that. So if you look at Christmas punks, and you'll see it's for charity, and then look for the one bidding for the black friggin' elf smoking a cigarette, that's me. Then you can, you know, well, I'm not, it's Pabst Tech. You know, I'm using my Pabst Tech because I'm curating for my Pabst Tech brand that's, you know, I'm maybe working on, maybe not, I don't know. My good friend is like, man, why would you go away from Balloon Knots? That's a great brand. But it's like, fuck, you know, it's like, it's a rough one because you can't really expand further on that. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, people like it, but I'm also going to dox my, you know, myself soon anyway, just because, you know, eventually I guess I'm going to have to, right? Which I'm not opposed it anymore. I'm not against it, you know, because I feel secure and safe with my job and everything else. So, you know, I don't say no crazy shit, even, you know, whatever. Anyway, I don't know yet, but whatever. That's one thing that I like. So I supported my friend and got a nothing face. I got number 29. I really like it. Another one that I'm supporting, I like, is called Ganbots. G-A-N-B. No, Gandroids. Oh, my God. G-A-N-Droids. Gandroids. So what's cool about these, you know, another AI type generated but motion moving type JPEGs. They have utility in the game, and if you get two of the same series, you can mate them to create two more Ganbots, where you keep one and the other one has to be sold. You make the money on the sell, but it has to be sold, and you keep the other one. And then with the other ones, there are different series. If you have two like series, you could also mate them to get another series. So it's pretty fucking cool. Plus, there's going to be a type of fighting droid game or whatever. So that right there, I bought two pieces. They're still reasonably low. It's one of those, you're going to get to NFTs. It's one that to look at. Do your research. Don't listen to me. What do I know? I'm an asshole. What's another one I have? I don't have one because I can't afford one. It's called Spaceheads, and it's Spacehead Saga. So space as an out of space, heads, saga. One piece, the minimum bid is 1 ETH, which is what? What is that bitch at? What is that, like 2,500, 3,000, 3 sun, 3,200? Yeah, so, and they've been going for more than that, 6,000, 10,000, one went to 15,000, so no, I can't afford that. I love it. It's a whole space series that's going to have a whole thing around it, but here's another huge difference. They have a derivative program. If you buy one of these pieces, the next one after that, every one after that, 51% of the next sale, so even your 51% of that went and split to everyone before that bought pieces before you. So right now they're at what? 24, 25? I think it's under 30 still. So it's still way early to get in if you can swing it. Because you're going to have derivatives from other pieces that the artist makes for other people, and it adds to the derivatives. So really, there's nothing out there. You're buying into a partnership. You're buying into something huge if you can swing it. I wish I could. Right now, I can't. The only thing I could offer is writing, and I submitted some pieces with them into the space universe. Yes, shut up. I could create good stories. My writing is not as bad as my talking, so it's not bad. I will share it on my own server, on my own Discord server. Yes, my Discord server is still there. I'm not really using it much. I'm just using it for other things. But I'm going to release some of my writing and shit so you can fucking laugh at me. Fuck you. If you laugh at me and I see you out on the street, I'm going to haymaker you right into the fucking side of the head, pound you into the ground, bitch. Don't laugh at me. I'm very sensitive, man. I don't want to share my art with you. But, yeah, so, you know, maybe that's my one way to get in a little bit, you know, as far as derivative-wise and shit. So, yeah, so those are some huge things. There's so much more. So much shit. It's just that there's also a lot of shit. So, you know, you got to kind of, again, it's researching. And if not, you know, and my big thing is to find all the big time guys, these artists and all that shit. Go through what they have. Go through what they're kind of going through. You know, and also you want to find things that are unique, because the whole point is to, you know, again, I have a few pieces that I really feel that I'm going to make a good, like, I'm going to be able to flip them and then plug into DeFi or SoFi and then make myself a good 3,000 to 5,000 extra a month doing nothing. Just plugging in and holding an asset into their banking system, basically. Amazing shit that's going on in crypto. That's why the feds and the world banking system are so afraid of it. I mean, come on, it's huge, that El Salvador and what's the other one? Shit, I'm sorry, Guatemala. Nah. There's another couple of countries there in South America that, I mean, their currency is Bitcoin now. I mean, hell, there's only going to be 20 million, no, well, 23 ever minted, but there's only going to be 18 to 19 ever available, because there's a good 3 million gone forever. El Salvador, they almost have 800 Bitcoin in their banking vault, which is huge. That's like amazing to me. Like, that's the future. And then, you know, you add these decentralized financing systems on top of it. Like I said, you get yourself $250,000, you plug into one of these, you're going to have some passive income forever. And there's always going to be a better option. So you're going to be able to plug in here and there and everywhere. Man, I mean, the future is bright for decentralized land. It really, really is. That's where I'm at with all this. You know, that's what I've been doing lately as far as my downtime. It's been crazy.
What I've been doing.